This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. Addressing a rally at Jammu in Bihar today, he highlighted the major achievements of the current government. He said India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. The Prime Minister added that under the BJP-led NDA government, India has started hitting back at those supporting and indulging in terror activities. He added that the NDA has strengthened the country and its global image in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister was canvassing for Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas nominee Arun Bharati. Congress spokesperson Gaurav Vallabh today joined the BJP. He has resigned from all of the party's posts this morning. He was inducted into the party in the presence of BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavade. Former Bihar Congress President Anil Sharma has also joined the BJP. The Election Commission of India has given the right to vote from home to voters above 85 years of age and differently abled persons with more than 40% disability in the ensuing parliamentary elections. Collection of votes from home in Puducherry, Mahe and Yanam regions began on the 2nd of this month and will be carried out till the 6th of this month. In total, 2,878 voters in these two categories applied for home voting in the Union Territory. Only 45 service people have opted to vote in the facilitation centre before the voting day. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today took oath as Rajya Sabha MPs. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to them. 12 other newly elected Rajya Sabha MPs also took oaths. They include R.P.N. Singh of BJP, Sanjay Kumar Jha of the JDU and Ajay Makan of the Congress Party. President Draupadi Murmu dedicated to the nation the first indigenously made in India car tea therapy at IIT Bombay in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, the President said the treatment, CAR T-cell therapy, which is accessible and affordable, provides a new hope for humankind. She expressed hope that India's first gene therapy will be successful in giving a new lease of life to countless patients. The President further said the therapy puts India on the global map of advanced medical care as well as on the elite list of countries which have access to this most innovative technology platform. Agni Prime missile has been successfully flight-tested in Odisha yesterday. The flight test was conducted by Strategic Forces Command along with Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, new generation ballistic missile Agni Prime met all the trial objectives, validating its reliable performance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the DRDO, Strategic Forces Command and the Armed Forces for the successful test. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko has said Russia-NATO relations are worsening, but Moscow has no intention of entering a conflict with a NATO country. In comments to mark NATO's 75th anniversary, Grushko told the Russian state news agency RIA today that relations were predictably and deliberately deteriorating and all channels of dialogue between Moscow and the alliance had been brought to a critical zero level by Washington and Brussels. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Punjab Kings at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Delhi Capitals by 106 runs at Vishakhapatnam. And with that, we end this news bulletin.